Welcome back to another Chashav Hashir. We started speaking last time about stringing shoelaces into a shoe, where it's a problem of tikkun mana, completing a keli. And this time we will continue that discussion. The halacha is that besides for stringing a new shoe where it's a problem, and we also said if it's a tircha it's a problem, but there's also a problem to string something if the derech is to make a knot at the end of it. And therefore, if someone is putting a string, the string fell out of the hood. So if it's the first time to put it into the hood, it might be a problem. But even if it was there from before, and now I want to put that string into the hood, or I have a pair of pants and I have an elastic, I want to put the string in, and I want to put it back, that might be a problem because the derech is that you don't want it to fall out again, so you make a knot at the end so it shouldn't fall out. And since it's a gzera, shema yikshar, maybe you can make a knot, therefore it's aser to do. And obviously if it's a tircha, which is a lot of times the case as well, it'll also be aser. So therefore, if a string falls out of one of these hoods or a pair of pants, like a pair of elastic pants, you should not put that string back in on Shabbos, either because also because of tircha, or if the derech is to make a knot, it's also because shema yikshar, you might make a knot. Now it is mutter, the Mishmaru speaks this out, and it's obvious, but it is mutter to put a belt in a pants on Shabbos, because that's not making the keli, it goes in and out, that's nothing, to put a belt into a pair of pants, you want to put a belt in a pair of pants on Shabbos, it's not a problem. But the Paiskim do bring down, there's a type of belt that matches dafka this pair of pants. It's very negated by ladies' clothing. You sometimes have a belt, it's the same brown belt or the same green belt that matches that dress, and you put that belt in and it stays there for indefinite amount of time. That would be a problem on Shabbos to put that in for the first time. If it didn't fall out now, just putting it for the first time, that might be a problem because it's the same idea as completing the keli, completing a shoe. You're completing this dress by putting in that belt into the dress. There might be a problem on Shabbos. Now, putting a pillow into a pillowcase, the Paiskim speak out, is not a problem because, again, that's also something that goes on and off. If the pillow is complete without the pillowcase is a cover for the pillow, and the derech is to put it in and out, where you wash it, you take it off. But I saw from Shmuel Kamenetsky that he does say that if you have a couch pillow, a lot of times the cover of the couch pillow is there to match the couch and is there to stay. It's not something you take on and off. So that would be also on Shabbos to put on a cover for the couch pillow for the first time on Shabbos. Unless it fell off, it's fine, put it back on. But if it's for the first time, it'll be a problem, just like putting shoelaces into a shoe on Shabbos. Now, what about putting a lining into a coat for the first time? You bought a coat, and it was the summer, you didn't need a lining, and then it came the winter, you want to put the lining in. You never put the lining in before. Is it mutter to zipper in that lining in on Shabbos? And it's going to stay there for a while. For example, you have a raincoat with a lining, or something with a fur lining, and it's going to stay there the whole winter. Is that mutter or not? So the Paiskim say that it's mutter to put it on Shabbos, because that's not called tikkun mana. That coat is complete without it. That's just an accessory to help out, to make it warmer. And therefore, I saw in the Sefer Kavod Halachos that it's mutter, not a problem. Even if it was never on this coat, it's mutter to put a lining into a coat on Shabbos.